let's be very clear, because I've been getting questions all morning. Hey, if you know where he is, why issue this reward? Just to clarify, the $10 million is for information that not about his location, but information that leads to an arrest or conviction. And this is information that could withstand judicial scrutiny. So I think what's important here is we're not seeking this guy's location. We all know where he is. Every journalist in Pakistan and in the region knows how to find him. But we're looking for information that can be usable to convict him in a court of law.
If he's already been indicted, as Toria said yesterday, presumably the prosecutors have information. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been indicted.
You're talking about he's indicted within the U.S. or indicted
anywhere?
Anywhere. Well, again, I think what they're trying to get information that can be used to put this gentleman behind bars.
There is no information right now that could.
There's information. There's intelligence that is not necessarily usable in a court of law.
So, there isn't information out there that could be used.
I think that the Rewards for Justice announcement speaks for itself insofar as saying that they're looking for evidence that can be used against him that implicates him.
Yeah, Kim. I thought Toria had said yesterday or the day before as well that the Pakistanis were aware of this, and yet we've got a statement today from the foreign minister saying that the U.S. must provide concrete evidence if it wants Islamabad to act against it. So it would seem like there's some confusion on the part of the Pakistani government as well.
On the contrary, I think it speaks to the fact of what we're looking for, which is people to step forward that can provide that kind of evidence that the Pakistanis can then arrest this individual and try him.
I'm confused. If there's not any evidence, why is this guy a wanted terrorist? You could put anyone's face and name up there and say, I'll give you $10 million if you can give me some information that connects them to some attack someplace.
But
there has to be something out there.
Well, there is information out there.
It can't be used in court.
Correct.
Well, that means that there is not any. That means that there's. I don't get what kind of information
well,
you're talking
it's,
about.
It's based on intelligence, and, it's
and
not,
that can't be used in court.
Not to my understanding, but I can't talk about it in detail.
In 2009, David Headley was arrested, and he testified in court in a plea bargain deal on the Mumbai attacks. If the evidence isn't sufficient, then what about the testimony he gave, testifying that he was trained by Lashkar-e-Tayyiba to carry out the Mumbai attacks? Is that evidence then not usable because it was then used to convict someone else?
You know what? I'm not conversant on the evidence that he gave in that case. So I'd have to refer you to the relevant law enforcement agencies as well as to the lawyers. I just don't know.